Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. And I am your host, Evans Azininga. And today we're talking about mpox, formerly known as monkeypox, which is caused by the monkeypox virus. But first, let's take a quick look at what's happening here in the United States. On Sunday, President Joe Biden visited areas affected by Hurricane Milton in Florida and announced $500 million in new funding to improve electric grid resilience, even as relief and recovery efforts continue. Officials warn that the misinformation is spreading rapidly as Election Day draws near. VOA's Veronica Valderas Iglesias has the details with reporting from Patrick Brisman in North Carolina.
U.S. President Joe Biden surveyed Sunday the areas devastated by Hurricane Milton in Florida. He also announced $612 million in funding to support the communities affected by both Milton and the hurricane that preceded it, Helene.
This funding will not only restore power, but will make the region's power system stronger and more capable and reduce the frequency and duration of power outages while extreme weather events become more frequent.
This information surrounding the federal government's response, however, has spread rapidly. Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas told CBS's Face the Nation he is incredibly concerned.
It is extremely pernicious. We have individuals in need of assistance who are entitled to assistance who aren't seeking it because of the false information. We need individuals, elected officials, people who have the platform to really debunk this false information, and we're not seeing enough of that.
Democratic presidential nominee and Vice President Kamala Harris spent the weekend in North Carolina. On Saturday, she joined relief efforts as the western part of the state grapples with the aftermath of Hurricane Helene. Harris's political rival, former President Donald Trump, has criticized the Biden administration for what he considers a poor hurricane response. Trump's vice presidential pick, J.D. Vance, was asked Sunday about falsehoods promoted by the former president, including that aid to Republican disaster victims is intentionally being withheld by federal government agencies or given to undocumented migrants.
We've got Republican congressmen who are on the ground who represent that area saying that they have to call the White House to get food and water to FEMA. I don't frankly think there's anything malicious going on here, Martha, but I do think that we've had an incompetent response to this particular crisis.
VOA toured hurricane-stricken areas in the city of Asheville, North Carolina, and spoke with some of the affected about the government's response.
I've seen just in the air helicopters, all that kind of stuff. We've seen National Guard driving around. I mean, I think there is a decent response.
We haven't had any support from our government or FEMA or the city government yet, but it may be coming still.
As resources are running out, Congress is being urged by the Biden administration to approve additional emergency disaster funding before the presidential election on November 5th. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
And in Zimbabwe, disabled widows and widowers are struggling to survive amid economic hardships and lack of humanitarian aid. Despite President Emmerson Mnangagwa's promises, many are left to fend for themselves, eating only once a day and unable to pay their bills. Studio 7's Nokutava Dlamini gives us the following report.
Livalele likwazumhlaba edolobheni leli lapha esihlangana labafelokazi abakhubazekileyo abalimela linjalo bezama ukuziphilisa ngemisebenzi yezandla emsikeni weMoringa sihlangana lomfelokazi uKholetha Ncube wemfelandawonye okhubazekileyo njalo ondla umzukulu wakhe ngemva kokunyamalala kwendodana yakhe.
Lapha kithi eVictoria Falls kuba nabanye abatsheli abantu ukuthi namhlanje kule ndawo yethu uyabona sevela khona sesithi sesithiwe thina. So uyabunga ukwenza ukuthi uyabucabanga ukuthi yibo abanikwayo bodwa thina abanye esinje siyanika.
Sixhumane njalo lonkosikazi Nyasha Manjazi owafelwa ngumkakhe enyathelwa indlovu ngomnyaka ka-2017 ekhubazekile enjalo kaphilanga emzimbeni.
Kubuhlungu abanye bayakuhleka ngesimo okiso njalo nebhizimusi kalihambi emavinkilini intengo iphezulu ngapho ngikhubazekile nabazukulu bokugcina njalo.
Abafelwa ngamakhosikazi abahlala edolobheni leli labo bathi kabatholi usizo kuhulumende. Umnumzana Walter Ndlovu ophila ngokubambabamba uthi abakhubazekileyo kulomhlubulo weMathebeleland North baziwa ngokubandlululwa, uthi inhlelo ze-social welfare zifinyeleli kibo.
Awulandeli, awusebenzi, awula grant disability, kule ma-challenges amaningi. Ukuthi ngabo bayenze ukuthi basinike izimali zokwenza ama-projects sibe sustainable manje bonke bonke.
Umnumzana Isaiah Chipepura ozisebenzayo ekhubazekile uthi badonsa nzima.
Yona inyama ngaphandle kokuthi laphisi sithi kwesinye isikhathi lako uyabusidla ezangaphakathi sengagcina ukungena ebutcher. Okunye kwangibona sesibhala iqolo, sibhala izikwelede enkukhwini ngapha. Ngiyanje ngumuntu odiabetic, i-red meat angisakhuthazwa, ngikhuthaza ukuthi ngidle zona ezama-white meat lawa. Kodwa-ke imali zokuyathenga kwangibona ayikunzima. So nisinkwa sesisenzayo sokuyi-history ukuthi sake sadla isinkwa. Okunye kwangibona ungathola kona okuyi-flour sosidla isimodo sona leso kumbe amaqebele ngona.
Udaba lokunganakekelwa kwabakhubazekileyo luke lwahlafunwa edalele ephalamende ngeviki ephelileyo. Kukhuthazwa uhulumende ukuba afukamele laba. Kubuye njalo kwaba lombuzo ukuba sekuhanjwe ibanga elifika ngaphi ngokuholiswa imali lokudla abantu bemadolobheni. Umholi wezehlakalo zephalamende lezomthetho wakuleli umnumzana Ziyambi Ziyambi wathi sebeqalisile ukuphathisa kwezinye indawo. NginguNokuthaba Dlamini wendaba zeVoice of America Victoria Falls.
Siyabonga uNokuthaba lapho. Let's take us a short break, please. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
And for those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Now back to our topic for the day. Zimbabwe's Health Minister Dr. Douglas Mumbeshora says the country has recorded 2 mpox cases, one in Harare and another one in Mberengwa. The confirmed cases of mpox are an 11-year-old boy in Mberengwa who showed symptoms last month after returning from neighboring South Africa. And according to the Ministry of Health, the government says the second case is a 24-year-old man in the capital, Harare, who fell ill after traveling to Tanzania last month. They are said to be in isolation at home and they are receiving appropriate care. Both cases are said to be stable and recovering. The World Health Organization says globally there were 106,310 reported confirmed cases and 234 deaths among confirmed cases from January to August this year. During the same period, Africa accounted for 32 deaths among confirmed cases and 998 among suspected cases. The Democratic Republic of Congo had the largest number of deaths in Africa. Mpox has already been declared as a world health emergency. And to discuss this issue, we are joined on the phone by great health experts here. We've got Dr. Simbiso Ranga, a medical practitioner in North Carolina, based here in the United States, and based in Lusaka, Zambia, another medical practitioner again, Dr. Tafadzwa Gwenzi. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you for having us on the show.
Awesome.
Thank you for having us. Thank you, sir.
All right. Let me start with you, Dr. Ranga. Please help us understand, what is Mpox? What's this disease all about?
Mpox is a viral illness that causes disease in human beings, although the origins are in animals, which is, it used to be called monkeypox. And basically, the disease causes symptoms that include fever, headache, muscle aches, also a rash, which is like pimples at the beginning. And people get this disease from bodily fluids, being in contact with bodily fluids of those who have been infected or with animals that may be carrying the disease. And the disease, unfortunately, doesn't have a specific treatment, but it can be prevented through effective vaccination and also avoiding contact with those who have been, close contact with those who have been infected.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for that explanation. And then let's go to Zambia. Dr. Gwenzi, you are on the ground. We also hear Zambia has reported some Mpox cases too. What's the situation like on the ground?
Yeah, okay. So situation on the ground, like that has been stated in most places, it's still like people on high alert. The cases are still pretty, you know, few in these parts, like in Zimbabwe and Zambia, because most of the reservoir of the active infections right now are more in Central Africa. So people are just on active lookout to try to pick out potential patients who will come with these diseases. Because the whole objective or the whole goal, especially after the COVID pandemic, is now we're trying to always be prepared for any outbreak. So we're trying to control that happening. So isolation, looking out to protect health workers and to protect the population. So that's how the situation is. Maybe people are panicking a bit, but mm-hmm. Health workers are on the lookout and trying to be aware of the disease.
Mm. Okay. Coming back to you, Dr. Ranga. Now, I'm holding here with me a letter from the Minister of Health in Zimbabwe, dated 13 October, where they say this Mpox was declared a public health emergency of continental security by its Africa Center for Disease Control, that's the CDC. And we also know the World Health Organization has also been singing this has now become a matter of a world emergency. What does this mean for Africa? What does this mean for Zimbabwe?
Evans, what this means is that this is a disease of public concern or health concern, which means that it can be easily spread among the population. So every measure should be taken to isolate and take care of those who have already been infected, like the two cases we hear about in Zimbabwe, and also tracing to make sure that there are no other cases that haven't been reported yet. Also, it's very important that people get vaccinated, those who are at high risk throughout Africa. Of course, in Zimbabwe, they will have their criteria for who should be vaccinated, including healthcare workers and those in contact with animals that might spread the disease. So basically, it means that this disease could easily spread and affect a good number of the population, and that means that there have to be measures taken urgently so that there is no further spread.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Gwenzi, can this be sexually transmitted?
Yeah, so that's like what we are seeing from publications and the lookout. That's the most way it's being transmitted, especially in Central Africa. Like Dr. Ranga had mentioned, it's usually transmitted via contact, human contact to contact, mm-hmm. but also air droplets if you are speaking closely to someone and talking. So contact to contact sexual being where a lot of fluids are being passed between two people. So that's what literature is literally showing, that that's how it's mostly spreading. But even skin to skin, I can also have the viral infection spreading from one person to the next one.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. We have had information flying around that says viral diseases cannot be cured. How far true is that in relation to mpox? I'll throw that to you, Doctor.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Go ahead, please.
So viral infections, most of them are usually self-limiting, what we call self-limiting. So self-limiting is like your common cold. When you get a flu, you just maybe take your supportive treatment, water, make sure you're warm, all that. But that's not what treats the virus. So most viral infections are like that. Even in hospitals or in health setups, we usually are just supporting the patients for them to feel better and to prevent other infections that can come on top of the virus infection, because bacteria can also now cause infection. So it's the same with mpox. So usually it's just supportive treatment, like isolation, making sure they're no longer infective, because the body naturally, if it's supported, it's able to fight off the infection. Mm-hmm. So that's why we usually say they're not treated, or they're self-limiting. Mm-hmm. So it's the same with mpox.
Okay. All right. Before I come to you, Dr. Ranga, hold on for a second. I'm told we have got a caller online. Mfundisi Moyo, muripo here?
Mfundisi Moyo, varipo rigaendi kwa sei, baba wa Zininga, na wa Gwenzi ku Zambia, na wa Utaranga ku America kuko, neva tere, neva tarisi, talibona nonge.
Tinokutenda kuuya pano pachirongwa. Ndakambonzwa masvondo aperayo muchitaura zvimwe zvinhu pamusoro pechirwere ichi. Tafara chaizvo kuti mauya tinana chiremba pano vaviri vamataura vakateerera. Tiudzei pfungwa dzenyu pamusoro pechirwere ichi chempox.
Maita basa kundishedza nokuti vana dokuta babaranga navagwezo Zambia pane chokwadi chakasvikadi kubudisa pachena chavanoviga. Nokuti takanzwa kuti chirwere chempox kuvari kunyanya kubatwa nacho varume varudana neungochani, ndo imwe information yatakawa tikaisecho tikaiona tiri kuno kusautaura kwati kutaura kunondoka zvakatarwa madokutas vachitaura, asi kuti madokutas havasi kuda kubuda pachena kuti zvinokonzera vari kunyanya kubatwa nacho ndivo avadana vanodana nenzira imwe chete. Saka ndoda kuti zvinhu zvakafanana nezvii zvatirambi, nokuti kuhaidha imwe sikireti kuti vanhu vafa kuti vazive kuti zvimwe zvirwere hongwe zvinokonzera so. Saka zvirwere icho chempox sekuona nekunzwa mwedzi dzapera ndakambonyorawo zvangu kuti no, tiri kunzwa zvinokonzerwa so. Asi kuti vana dokuta havasi kutitaurira ipapo, asi avo madokuta anotizivisa kuti so nyaya yekuti vanhu vanongoita kuti pamwe otherwise inaudzo kuti kushoropodza vanoita rudo nenzira yakafanana iyo. Zvinhu zvakafanana nezvizvi hazvifani kuti zvinyarwe kuti sezvakangouya zvimwe zvirwere pamawira zvakaita zvose, kuti zvirwere kuti zvaikonzerwa so. Saka chokwadi chii chakanaka kuti vanhu vaziviswe kuti vari kunyanya kubatwa vanhu vakaita savo navo. But zvisinei zvazvo zvinhu zvinowanika, nokuti vanhu nevanhu vane choice yavo. Tatina kukoza tingoti sevanhu vese vari pasi pezuva tichiona chirwere ichi pachakatanga kunzi chatekeshera muno musouth africa chakabatwa chitakubva chakunana Zimbabwe, Zambia nedzimwe nyika dzose nedzepasi rose. Saka zvichikupeeta sevafundisi kauti sevanhu vese vari pasi pezuva tiri kuona zvirwere nematambudziko mazhinji zviri kuramba zvichingowanda mukati vepasi. Tinotaura dokuta Sibiso Ranga kuti chirwere ichi hachigoni kurapika, achitoda kuti vanhu vazvidzivirire, vapfeke maska kuti vadii. Zvatinoona kusouth africa department inotumira mameseji kuti uyaiwo mobaiwo vaccine yekudzivirira zvirwere zvakafanana izvozvo chempox. Asi dambudziko ndirongoti sevanhu ngatizivei kuti zvimwe zvirwere zvinobva nepi, zvichikonzerwa nei, uye futi zvichifarira rudzi rwupi. But isi zinhau yokuti zvinhu zvinorema kuti nditaure kudaro, asi ndinovangokumbira dai Mwarudenga akatibatsira zvatinana chiremba ari kuZambia nokuAmerica, nana chiremba vose kuti zvirwere zvakafanana izvizvi zigono kubano kupera paspezo wano kutikana zikasafana zakari padero chiliko una zirwele zirikungu wanda wana kenza wariko wana mpox wawia futi kune gwirikwiti wana ya korela wana COVID-19 waka chakaba mavari takasinga zuti mwere cha waya disi kwa wati zimuzibenguwa kwa wati panyika ine ya tira asha ziguti kwa chili kuenda ni kwa chili kubande kupi nukuti uongo chuko zirikita wana kuza mapose pose waka wana kuza waka zira mshonga nukuti nukuti nipati matambu zika rama wa shiwanda saka zimuzibenguwa chili kuono sevano sevafundi so zimuzibenguwa tiyoto kuru zilo vanu kuti vanu vazi zilini lesa tira vanu tukuta sibiso ranga izoli jasi kuti kana chili kumachechi kwedu kwa chilo namata atisi kukuru zilavo vanu kuti vazi zilini le saka chinoto shaka chinoto pule oro ya kakuru avo tiyoto wati vanu wakawanda pande uyo spatara vanu wajinji wo avano omari asoko no zamai kuteve zilazo utaro wa seyuzi so kongwe COVID-19 wati vanu wakawanda vaira ambasu wa jindiwa pesa kama zizo zamai kuyenda saka seba na chile mba wana uta sibiso ranga na bagu enzi ni mamu wa madukutati
mfundisi
ni vana mativose zipa spesua
mfundisi murimu pari za mnyarari ni mira indu kubata ipa muromo tizoke tipe wana chile mba mkano weku pindura opa ne fungwa zanyo za makanda izo andidi
wongu ya
all right mira indi zoke Dr. Ranga before I throw the next question ya ndanga chita kukupai manzwa ere zirukutaru wana mfundisi moyo
wangu nda zinzu wa Evans kwazi wa mpundi smoyo wa ishu kwa adi wano parita
munoti kudini neza waru kutawura ishu
zani kataura paneza wataura nisho kuti icho kwa adi kuti chirwere che mpox panguwa zino chiri kubata sakanyanya waneta so ungo chani asa andi kurea kuti kana uchungu wango chani ndo main risk ndeye kuti vaya vanenge vane ma partners akawanda ma sexual partners and right now iri kubata zvakanyanya ngochani but inokwanisa kubata vaya vari ma heterosexual as long as vane ma multiple partners so it's just kuti ngochani at the moment it's one risk group where it started spreading from but it does not mean that if you are heterosexual you can't get it.
I hope vanga vakaterera vachinzwawo kuti chiremba vanofungawo vachiti kudii ndichauya kwamuri Dr. Gwenzere Gai ndikumbire Dr. Ranga I was going to ask you to then say now this morning I was looking at statistics it's now 16 countries in Africa where they have picked up traces of mpox. How fast can this disease spread into other countries?
Evans, as we know, there is a lot of travel now, and with some open borders in parts of Africa, it means that it's very easy for one person to transmit this disease from Zimbabwe to South Africa to Namibia across the southern region, for instance. So basically, measures have to be taken. Everyone have to assume that the disease may already be in the country, so there should be a high lookout or suspicion rate so that healthcare providers are on the lookout for those who may have symptoms so that they are quickly isolated and governments also take public health measures so that this disease doesn't spread in Africa.
So Dr. Gwenzi, Dr. Ranga here just mentioned something to do with governments being prepared to protect people. Do you think the African governments today, I know you are in Zambia, the African governments are prepared for this disease?
That's a very good and interesting question. I think, like I reflect back to what I said earlier, COVID-19 really showed us the gaps we had in our healthcare system a lot, especially in regards to outbreaks. So that had a lot of learning with regards to the doctors on the ground, to the ministries. So I feel like that's very useful information we learned how to manage infectious outbreaks. So we might not just be prepared as Western countries maybe in terms of resources, but in terms of being aware and being on the lookout, our governments are now better. We learned from the previous outbreak. So we might just need more support. Like now, the WHO has declared it, an international outbreak disease, which would likely come with more resources to help people on the ground. We still have some of the dedicated isolation places that had been used by COVID patients. So that would definitely help because, you know, those measures came into place to help health hospitals and health systems be a bit prepared compared to before COVID. So I feel like we are better off before than we were before COVID, but more needs to be done. This is a disease that's not normally found in our region. It was limited to Central Africa. Now it's spreading all over. Like Dr. Rangai said, people are traveling more. Mobility is now easier, so they spread easier now. So we need to be prepared. It's not a disease you'd find being taught naturally at University of Zimbabwe Medical School or any medical school in Zambia because it's not traditionally found in our system. But now that it's coming, of course, you know, specialists are trying to be always prepared. So it's better than COVID. That would be my comment. But we definitely need more support from the WHO and any other international humanitarian organizations.
Dr. Ranga, have we had any mpox reports in the USA?
Evans, not currently. I think there were some reports a couple of months ago, one or two cases. But according to the CDC here, the Centers for Disease Control, it seems to be under control. They haven't had any reports in recent weeks or months.
So let's take it back to Zimbabwe, to Zambia, to Africa. At family level, as we wrap up, what would be your advice to people on the ground where this disease is being monitored, where the disease has been found, where deaths have already occurred?
What I would suggest, Evans, for Zimbabwean citizens in general is to take precautions. First of all, just unfortunately, like HIV, AIDS, multiple sexual partners is not good. You can easily get the disease that way. Number two, if you suspect that you may have mpox with symptoms like fever, this rash like pimples, coughing, headaches, things like that, you need to see a healthcare provider quickly and also be in isolation so you don't spread the disease. If you think you've been in contact with someone with mpox, it's very important to get help quickly and also to get vaccinated if you don't have any symptoms because vaccination will prevent the disease. I would suggest that those who have symptoms just need to see healthcare providers quickly so they can be screened and get appropriate treatment.
Thank you very much. In 30 seconds to you, Dr. Gwenzi, your last words to the people.
Yeah, definitely. I'll just echo on what Dr. Ranga had said. So beyond the aware, of course, like we're saying, this is a disease that's spreading usually by travel. So if you can limit your travel, try to limit that, especially to affected regions. But also, like what you said, try to do precautions that prevent you getting it. So multiple sexual partners, especially like with people like, you know, sex workers, because those ones, it's a commercial business for them. So avoid such things and all other sentiments. Try to just protect yourself. And like you said, quickly report. That's the best way so that, you know, you are helped in time.
Awesome. Thank you so much. That brings us to the end of our show today. Let's thank again our guest, Dr. Simbiso Ranga in North Carolina, here in the U.S., and Dr. Tafadzwa Gwenzi in Lusaka, Zambia. Thank you as well to you, our valued listeners and viewers. Signing off in Washington, I am Evan Zininga.